everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. And it's finally warming up here a little bit, so we can quit complaining about the weather, I guess.
Well, I'm ready to go into shorts, but just seems like it's taken forever this year to get out of this cold weather. But depends on where you're at. I guess if you're down in Florida, you're all good and have been good for a long time. But hey, everybody, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the weather show, right?
Got a good lineup of news. And of course, you know, some parts of the country, Mike, they can't get gas right now. So they might be stuck at home just because of no fuel. But anyway, we got a little bit of news. We got a topic of discussion today. We've got some stuff going on here at Blueberry, of course. We've got a question of the week. IEB is predicting $2 billion in ad revenue by 2023. It's taken us 16 years to get to a billion. Almost a billion. And they think we're going to be at 2 billion in 2 years?
Well, you never know.
That's pretty bold.
You know, you never know. And what are they counting as revenue? Is it going to be just ad revenue, or is it going to be all these paid for podcasts, or, you know, are they combining all that? Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? And I think one thing's for sure, to get to 2 billion, though, you're going to have a lot more podcasters having ad deals. So time will tell on where that leads. But
and how much are listeners going to put up with as far as ads?
Yeah, there was another study that basically said they don't mind ads, but I think it's all about how much of a load there's. If it becomes radio load, then do people start running away from that? So I guess time will tell. Another topic here, when we first got the new Apple Podcast update, I was pretty happy. Then they made a tweak and show notes kind of got jacked. And now they're making some updates in 14.6. It looks like the new will fix a lot of the stuff that broke in 14.5, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if they intended on leaving some of those features out, you know, like being able to delete an individual episode or a lot of the different things that they took away, like mark all as played was not there, or mark all as unplayed, you know, which they used to have.
Remove downloads, that stuff too.
Yeah, so I don't know if they intentionally took it out in 14.5 and then heard from the users, or if it's just something that got missed in the big redesign. You know, I know all about how big redesigns can forget things.
Yep, that's for sure.
Possible.
So we'll see what happens with the updated podcast app. Maybe people won't be so freaking out about their show notes too, because they'll have a little bit of context and hyperlinks, I hope.
Yeah, I heard they're bringing back content encoded, which is a geeky thing, but that's a rumor.
So we'll see what goes there. I mean, you'll have to do something on that in your separate show if they do, so you can explain the ins and outs of that. SiriusXM, Pandora, and Stitcher, they've all did their mega merger, and now they're called SXM Media. Their advertising branch is called. They say they're the biggest audio advertising group in the world. So that's...
Yeah, they may be. They may be as far as digital audio, because, you know, I'm sure there's ad brokers out there for radio that might be bigger in size, but, you know, this is a pretty big one. And I don't know if SiriusXM's portion of that includes the satellite radio sales, but it might.
I would think so. I think it would be all their audio sales. But anyway, very, very cool. I just can't imagine the mayhem with mid-roll and all that stuff being integrated within them and how that went. So
I'm sure there was some people that were deemed redundant in that. So I don't...
Yeah, haven't heard too much on that. You know, the use of that stuff kind of percolates up, but so far not. Dax Shepard, I haven't ever heard of this show. Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert is going to Spotify exclusive starting July 1st.
Yeah, Dax is a fairly popular movie star or TV star. I don't know of him much either, but I know he's pretty popular and I recognized his face there, so I guess that's something. But yeah, they're going exclusive to Spotify starting July 1st. Kind of like what Joe Rogan did.
Yeah. Armchair expert. I think we can be armchair experts, can't we?
Yeah. I'm good at armchair quarterbacking.
Wondery, owned by Amazon, is going to join Apple Podcast subscription. So I think what we are going to see is a lot more companies do this. And, you know, there's lots of options here. You know, if you think about Wondery being owned by Amazon, Amazon Music and Audible, then wouldn't it not make sense that any book author have a podcast and have a premium podcast to go along with it, or premium maybe sell their audiobook as part of their
Sure.
Premium podcast offering.
Well, you know, if you think about it, Wondery's a podcast producer, and they probably realize that being everywhere is important, even though they're going to this Apple Podcast subscriptions. But they also have a thing called Wondery Plus, which is their own app that, you know, basically takes out the ads. We were talking about ads before, you know. Maybe that's the model. We load it up with ads enough to where it annoys people, they want to pay us, you know. So, yeah, it's interesting that they're hooking up with Apple as well. And I have another story about Apple again, another show going exclusive. But with Wondery, I think that's interesting just, you know, because they are doing it on their own and they're going to join up with Apple. I wonder if they'll also join up with Spotify at some point for their paid thing. And, you know, I guess that's a play that could work for them because they'll be available about everywhere.
So who's the other one going to Apple Premium or Apple subscriptions?
CNN. I know you had some dealings with CNN in the past, but Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon, they're apparently hosts on CNN. I don't watch it, but they're hosts of opinion shows on CNN. And what they do at between shows is they actually have this thing they call the handoff. And it's a little 5-minute segment where they're together handing off to the next show. Well, now they're going to expand that into a longer show and put that on Apple Podcast exclusive or subscriptions.
So it's going to be interesting to watch how this plays out and see how many people buy things. You know, you mentioned my run-in with CNN, and for those of you that want a little context, I own CNNpodcast.com for a while. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran, so the Cochran News Network podcast is what it was. So they wanted their
domain. Knowledge.
They wanted the domain back a number of years ago, and it wasn't very pretty.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah.
It was nice. It was cordial, but, you know, it's kind of funny at the time. Outlier Podcast Festival is coming May 27th and 28th. It's going to be an online event. So very excited to see Outlier get kicking and going here. I'm looking forward, though, really, to these in-person events like Podcast Movement. Are you guys going to Podcast Movement? How many of you listening are going? You know, because we're trying to figure out how many bodies, live bodies, are going to be at Podcast Movement. You know, if you're going to be there, start tweeting about it so we can hear about it and hear about you going, especially if you're a Blueberry customer. We want to.
Well, we're definitely planning on being there, at least some of us, and it'll be good to get out of the office.
Yeah, stretch our legs a little bit. So there was a pretty cool website someone put up, is rssdead.com. And I kind of had to laugh because, you know, I have no idea who put this up there.
No, I don't either, but it's just a simple little thing.
It says, lots of feeds. All popular blogging platforms support RSS, as do most news orgs. Lots of feed reading software, a lot of users. Podcast is booming. It's open, now platform vendor, anyone can use it. So no, RSS is not dead. What's curious about this is they used one of the old, this makes me think that whoever put this site up is old school because they put one of the old school RSS symbols, which is basically kind of looks like a candy, piece of candy.
Candy heart.
Candy heart, yeah, with enabled RSS on it. It's, you know, the pill you need, RSS. So, yeah, I would not be surprised if this was not owned by someone we know, but I didn't do the who is.
Yeah, I didn't either. I guess I should have.
But anyway, a little fun there for people. So, Mike, you're thinking about, are you an indie podcaster? This is a discussion point you want to have.
Yeah, I just, you know, I get to thinking about it, and I run into customers all the time where they get this offer from some big company to bring their show into that ecosystem, you know, like we're talking about with Apple exclusive and Spotify exclusives and all that stuff. And, you know, there's a lot more of us indies out there, but, you know, as podcasters, most of us start off doing everything for our shows. We do show prep, and we're the talent. We do the recording, the editing, the publishing, any ad sales. We're kind of the program manager of our little radio station.
Marketer, everything.
Yeah, everything. Chief bottle washer. But, you know, that way of doing things gives you control. You know, you control your brand, your editorial. You can say whatever you want. Any revenue your show brings in is yours. You don't have to really share it with anybody unless, you know, the ad deal you have on. You know what I mean. But I just wonder, you know, how many of us are indies and, you know, what's the advantage of being an indie?
You know, and again, there's a lot of shades of gray here for indie podcasters because you've got some that have real true indie roots where, you know, they started out as doing everything themselves and then grew a little bit and have, you know, like my show, I've got someone that helps me with show prep. Does that still make me an indie? I still feel like an indie.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely still an indie.
But I do pay someone to help me with show prep. So, you know, that's a choice. But I think really what it is I think you boiled it down to one crux, you know, is if you go to a radio station, there's a general manager that tells the DJ what to do and what ads to play. The DJ has a little bit of creative control, maybe, depending on the station. Most are on automated playlists. But you as a podcaster, you make all the decisions and you have the control of your brand and your all aspects. So I think that really is a big part of being an indie pool. So I think there would be some people that would say, I'm an indie podcaster, and they have big teams, maybe.
Yeah, some of them have really big teams. And then some of them, you know, it's just one person. And, you know, I saw a Facebook post from Steve Stewart, who's a podcast editor for a living. And he was saying out of the, I think he had like 20 something shows that he does the editing on. And he says, out of all those, only 9 of them are monetizing in any way. And, you know, so a lot of the people that are doing podcasting, and I'm sure a good proportion of you guys out there are doing this for a hobby, or maybe, you know, as a adjunct to something else you're doing, or, you know, there's just all kinds of things that I almost feel like there's kind of a split coming.
I don't know if there's a split, but, and it's been this way for a while, but, you know, I can contend that probably 50% of content creators, in the back of their mind, maybe they would hope they could make some money, but I think at least 50% of shows out there are quite happy doing it with their partner, their friend, doing a solo show, getting their message out. And then the other 50% have at least some sort of business tie-in or consultancy, or they've made this as a part of the, and have bigger plans down the road. So I think it's kind of split 50-50. Now, you know, if you look up at the mega shows, the shows that are, you know, deriving quote unquote millions of downloads per episode, they usually have massive teams behind it and a strategy. You know, they might have 20 or 25 people working on a single show, scripting, editing, everything. You know, I think it should go without mentioning, if you want to bring that level of production to your show, then, you know, we've got a team that does that at Blueberry Pro. So I think you have the option there to take it to the next level, but it is going to take an investment commitment to do that.
Well, it's a good friend of mine keeps saying, he says, you either pay in time learning how to do all that stuff, or you pay in money. But, you know, even if you pay somebody to do some of the stuff, that's not really making you not be an independent, you know, because like with this show, we have a lot of, not a lot of people, but quite a few people that help us out. And that's great. But we are still, I would consider even this show an independent show, even though it's tied to the company. You know?
So, you know, and some would argue that, Mike, they say you guys are just corporate shills. They would, you know, and obviously if you're listening to the Podcast Insider by Blueberry, we're going to be talking about stuff by Blueberry. But certainly, I think that is, you know,
Blueberry as a company is kind of an indie thing. So,
yeah, we are. We, you know, and a large number of our customers are independent content creators and, you know, trying to build a brand, trying to do cool things. And again, it goes up in level. So they're small companies, organizations, big corporate enterprises. So it does run the gambit. But I think indie podcaster, you know, what do you call an indie YouTuber? They don't call them an indie YouTuber. They call them a YouTuber.
Yeah.
So if you're a YouTuber, really,
you're a YouTuber.
In the end, you're really a podcaster. So we like the indie community. We like standing up for the indie community. I think that it's a bit of a badge of an honor to be an independent content creator.
Yeah, and there's room for all kinds. That's the nice thing about the medium, is your show is just as available as a show from Wondery or whatever. You don't have the big team behind you, but
when there's less than 500,000 active shows, that tells you you've got plenty of opportunity to grow as an indie podcaster. But anyway, are you an indie podcaster, or do you consider yourself a corporate show like Mike and I?
There you go.
Yeah. All right, Mike, let's move on to a little bit of Blueberry news. CarPress 8.6.2 is out. What's the story with that?
Yeah, there's just a couple of little bugs. Whenever we put out a major release, we always end up with a couple little glitches we forgot along the way, and we've done a great job of squashing all those bugs. So the latest and greatest is 8.6.2, and that should be as bug-free as we know so far.
And part of our plan to introduce new voices, we've got a new author on the Blueberry blog, and David Day posted an article about sticking to a podcast schedule that was put out on Monday. We'll have the link to that in the show notes. You definitely want to go in and read that article. And what's kind of cool here, Mike, is that we're getting some different perspectives, some different opinions, some different ideas. And what we're really looking for, if you want to write for Podcast Insider, like David does, all you got to do is send an email to marketing@blueberry.com. And we have a little process you go through to become a writer for us. And
that's a paid gig.
Yeah, it's a paid gig. And you get your byline on blueberry.com. And you also, you know, get your thoughts and ideas exposed to other folks. So if you want to write for us about podcasting, and especially if you're a Blueberry user and you know Blueberry podcasting and you know about the Blueberry way of doing podcasts, man, we really want to hear from you, because I'm looking to add some people that are specifically Blueberry family. I guess that's the best way to describe it. And so if you are Blueberry family, we want to hear from you. We really do. Again, marketing@blueberry.com. So, Mike, your question of the week, why don't you go into that?
Yeah, we were talking about YouTubers and whatnot. Anyway, somebody on Facebook asks, I started a podcast 2 weeks ago in audio format and then also film it or record the video part of it and post it on YouTube. And she says she edits the video part and adds photos and some special effects and all that stuff. She said it's a lot of work. And so it would have been way easier just to stick with the audio format for those with experience. Am I wasting my time filming and editing and putting it on YouTube? And, you know, I answered this one. I'm sure you got lots more. But I put, no, it's not a total waste of time, but editing video may be a bit of an overkill. And then for our show here, we record this live on Facebook and Twitter and whatever, a bunch of other places, and YouTube. And we don't edit the video. You know, it's live and we just, when we're done and that's it. And then record the audio separately and we have it professionally edited by our production team. But you don't have to edit a lot either in audio most of the time, just depends. And, you know, the video just stays raw, no editing. And, I don't think it's a waste of time to be on YouTube and Facebook and wherever else with the video version if you make one. But, you know, how much editing do you want to do?
You know, I think the editing piece, Mike, you already know my philosophy on editing.
Yeah, of course.
But I think what you'll find with YouTube is we do this ends to a means. And we do live largely because we like interaction. Matter of fact, Brad just said, I'm a corporate shill, but only have one podcast for my company. So he made a comment on our live stream. We do the live oftentimes to get a little interaction with the audience and get feedback. And, you know, a reason I started doing video was I was doing my show at 8 o'clock at night in Hawaii and it kind of got lonely doing the show. So that was one of the main reasons for doing live in the early years of what I was doing. But now I think video is a good component to add to podcasting. And remember, you can make your podcast a video podcast. You can deliver it as audio or video. So, you know, podcasting is not limited to audio. It's also got a video component. And while we don't do it here at this show, I do for my personal show, I do video. So I think that what I do with this show is I record it, then I upload it to YouTube later. We don't do it live on YouTube. So as Mike says, it's raw because any editing, audio or video, takes a lot of work. But I think what video does do, if you add video component to your show, it will make you a better podcaster. Because what do you have to do when you're doing video? You have to prep. So this show is prep. You know, we do a lot of prep. The team looks for news articles. Obviously, Mike queries up the question of the week. We look for topics of discussion and for interludes to give you information. Like today, we're talking about indie podcasters. So we do a lot of prep. So when we get ready to do the show, it goes a lot smoother. And we know what we're going to do and about the time we're going to do it. So I think really from anyone that's thinking about doing video separately, I wouldn't get too wrapped around the axle with editing, but I would make sure that I try to capture those raw moments where, you know, something happens in between you and your co-host or something to that effect. And if you're in the same room, that makes it easier. But if you're in two separate locations, it makes it more difficult. But luckily, there's good platforms out there now where you can do side-by-side video. So I think the live component is the funnest part of this.
The reason I got into podcasting is because I wanted to do radio, you know, and I have done radio and I still do it once in a while. And it's a different vibe. You know, with my personal show, I might record 6, 7, 8, 9 different segments separately and then edit them together. Or sometimes they just turn it on and talk. You know, it just depends on the mood. But on the live radio, you're live and, you know, it goes out and it's done. And I kind of think our video, at least with this show, is that way. You know, we don't edit it. We just, you know, whatever happens,
there's
happens.
There's really no way to edit it. You know, it's live on Twitch. It's on live on Twitter, Facebook, wherever else we've got it pushed. Yeah, it's done. It's done.
Yeah. And, you know, there's something to be said for that, for sure, in both ways.
So anyway, that's kind of our thought on that. So that was a good question and gives me something to think about. So if you have questions you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email at themike@blueberry.com. Audio, text, or even video if you want. We may use it on the show. Of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry products and services or ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Sending a ticket gives the whole team access to the question rather than direct emails or direct phone calls. I still find from time to time people asking questions on Facebook, and I can't live on Facebook as much as I used to. I'm just busy. So, you know, if you ask something on our Blueberry podcasting group on Facebook, you might get another podcaster to answer before we get to it.
And we will get to it in most cases, but it's just not as efficient.
No, it is not. So blueberry.com/support is the address. And if you can't remember that, just scroll to the bottom of the webpage. You'll find the support link at blueberry.com. So Mike, what's coming up on the companion show to this, the podcast help desk?
Yeah, last week I did an experiment on what part of the show notes is shown on each of the apps. And so, you know, I did content encoded, the description tag, the Apple iTunes summary tag, you know, in the post, and I made them all different so that I could tell which is which. So I'm going to go over that, which app show what currently. Of course, we talked about Apple maybe tweaking that for the next version. So we'll see again then. But yeah, I'm going to go over the results that I had from that little experiment.
Awesome. All right. Well, if you want to be heard on this show, we still do interviews from time to time. So if you want to be interviewed, your podcast will be heard on Podcast Insider. All you got to do is send an email to Todd, Mike, or Mackenzie at blueberry.com. If you got something you want us to talk about or a question or something about the company, really any topic is open. Feel free to do that. Of course, if you want a free 30-day trial of Blueberry Podcasting, where you get to try all of our wonderful hosting tools, you can use the promo code Insider at checkout. That gets you a 30-day free trial. And Mike, of course, and the team are ready to help you if you want to migrate from a different platform. Is Mike, what do you say? You are the what?
I said I'm the world's foremost expert in moving people from whatever place to Blueberry.
That's right. And we do want to employ the support team when you do that. Make sure you follow the step-by-step instructions. We don't want you to have an extinction event.
No, no. We want to make sure that you keep your subscribers and all that good stuff. So,
but it's been our pleasure to bring the show to you today. I hope everyone has a great weekend. Stay safe out there. Take care of your family members. We do thank you for your business. And if you aren't a Blueberry customer yet, become one today. We want to support you. Mike, anything else?
No, everybody have a good week. I think next week we may have a co-host, if I'm not mistaken. Oh,
actually, next week I won't be here.
That's what I said. I may have a co-host.
Yeah, I have to fly back to Honolulu. I'm flying back next week to go to my son's high school graduation. So, yeah, all right. So, yeah, have fun with the co-host next week. But everyone, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Take care. Bye-bye.